Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 13. It just seems like yesterday, like we just got started. Good morning, Gregory and Gail.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. Let's just get started, Gail.
Okay, let's. So, as you go deeper, it becomes more apparent that the basis, the core of everything is source. Everything, no matter how small or grand, is spirit. Nothing exists outside of that. And as you allow yourself to come back to center and restore the flow, it's quite pleasant to see the simple essence of what is. The ego isn't really in charge and never has been. It is all soul's work that has enabled such powerful learning. By restoring the flow of energy that has been diminished through the veils of doubt, fear, and disbelief, you can now function as a whole, healthy entity and recognize the true power within. This is a process of lifting up, lifting the veils of confusion, lifting the spirit, lifting the mind, lifting the energy, and lifting the limitations and problems that seemed insurmountable. And this upliftment allows the heart to raise awareness that is inclusive and cooperative with our nature of goodness. With your friends, the Heart Companion, and iConnect, your awareness continues to grow as new sensations, perceptions, and realities evolve. The community of kindred spirits hooks up again. How wonderful. So let's jump into the flow. Get into a relaxed position, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes open or closed, whatever's most comfortable. And hold your Heart Companion or iConnect in your hands. And as you do that and become conscious of it, let your body become more relaxed, allowing any tension to drift away, any feelings of rushing, any of those kinds of things, just drift away. Let go of the weight on your shoulders. I always need that reminder. Or any tightness in your jaw, move it around and let it go. As you become more relaxed and receptive, notice how easy everything really is when you let go. This is the presence that nurtures awareness. Take the Heart Companion now and place it at the heart center. Breathe in as you expand your chest. Feel the strength and centeredness within. Acknowledge the wisdom of the heart and the connection to all that is. It is magnificent. Allow the flow. Now take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out breath, as you release air, allow the sound Vom to resonate through you. And here we go. We'll do it three times. Vom. Your body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others in the universe as you are immersed in feelings of gratitude. And now let's make the sound three more times in closing on a deep breath. Bye. bring the energy down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth and bless all beings and all life. So be it. Hey, and off to you, Daniel.
All right. Well, here we are on day 13. And as we go along into these statements, the actual calls may get a little bit shorter because the work is now, we've given you all of the statements, and it's time for you to put this into practice. You know, this incredible start that we have to each day with Gail is something that should be something that you're going through all day long. Gregory had said once, and I feel the same way, that I don't just meditate in the morning, I meditate all day long. I am in and out of awareness and consciousness as I'm going through my day and need to step into that, and please do not do that if you're driving or ever if you're driving. But if I'm walking or I'm going into a store or I'm needing just to get centered because I'm finding myself getting out of alignment, I very quickly just take a deep breath and know that all is good and all is well. Today's statement reads, I lift my mind and heart to be aware, to understand and to know that the divine presence of spirit is the source and essence, the inward nature of all my good. And what I love about this statement is it doesn't even ask you to believe it. It just says that I lift my mind and heart to be aware and to understand. And it's also saying here that it's the mind and heart. Oh, I don't know how many times over and over again we've talked throughout the last 13 days about connecting to the heart. That's why it's called a heart companion, to connect to that space that we so easily forget. Can you imagine in the beginning of time when man decided to do research on the brain, had they put in the kind of money and effort that they put into researching the brain into the heart, where we'd be today? I think we'd be a whole different society. I think we'd have a different understanding. I think we'd have different communities. I think our world would feel different. And yet, all you have to do is do your part. Have your cup of tea. Mind and heart. So I want to give you an exercise to do today because I believe that you cannot outgive Source. You cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive the Creator. You cannot outgive something that is omnipresent, that is there always, always going to be there, that is just over-the-top lavish abundance. Yet we have to find a way to plug into that universal energy and be part of the solution, be part of this beautiful energy called life. And so I have another exercise that a lot of students love to do. It's called the card exercise. And what I want you to do, and some of you will do it and some of you won't, and that's okay. Just remember and keep in mind how you do this class is how you do your life. If you half-step the class, you might have half-step life. And if you're not getting the results you're looking for, you just might want to check it out. Sometimes kind of harsh, but always true. So the card exercise, you ready? I want you to go to your local drugstore or Walmart or whatever it is in your country that exists. And I want you to go into the card area. But before you do that, I want you to take a business-size card, and I want you to write on it a note. It's going to be for an unsuspecting person, someone you don't even know, you're not even going to know they got it. And it may say something like, God loves you and so do I. It may say something like, have a cup of coffee. It may say something like, this too shall pass. And I want you to take that card, and I want you to find a card that speaks to you in the rack. And I want you to put a $1, $5, $10, $20 bill in there and walk away with the card. Now, why are we doing this? Because we cannot outgive Source. And when we really come from our mind and heart, we are giving. And when you put that back into currency, remember the river of life, when we participate in the energy, we are saying, I want to bless somebody. And it'll come back to you tenfold. And by the way, if you give with the expectation of a some sort of return to anyone, you're giving for the wrong reasons. And the person that you give to is not always the person that you'll get back from. We always expect that if I give to Tom, I buy him lunch, then he should buy me lunch. You should buy Tom lunch just because. And be aware that that may be coming back from another source. So you go into the drugstore, you pick out a card, let's say it's sympathy, you know, speaks to you, you write in there, this too shall pass, you put in your dollar bill, and you walk away. And pay attention to what happens next. Because like I said at the beginning, you cannot outgive source. And when we're able to let go, I've had miraculous things happen to people when they're willing to do this and let go. Now, let me say this because this has happened. If it's got plastic around it, don't destroy the find one that doesn't. Someone said there was plastic around and they opened it and they felt bad. Well, don't do it. Now, a couple of other things that other students have done I thought was really cool. Same thing. You can put some money in a purse at a store. And walk away. Can you imagine the person is going through and sees that? It doesn't matter who gets it. I promise you, whoever gets it, it's supposed to get it. Okay? Does that make any sense? All right. So that is your homework. Now, I'm going to hand it over to Gregory.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. I think that's a remarkable exercise to create flow in our lives and really be part of jumping into something bigger. So today, day two, I was going, well, what do I have to add to today? So I asked for help. I asked for Dwalkul. I said, show me something. And I have a book that was channeled by Dwalkul recently through Kathleen. So I just flipped open a page and said, is this the page? I heard no, and kept going until I went, okay, this page. And I went down to the bottom of the page, and this is what I started reading. One of the notable characteristics of human consciousness that differs from consciousness in the animal kingdom is, and think about this, you know, what could be the difference between human consciousness that Dwalkul would want to share here and animal consciousness? What he said was, it's the presence of self-doubt, peculiar to the human psyche, but which is absent as succeeding higher rungs on the consciousness continuum are negotiated. So, I mean, Dwalkul considers human beings to be the first rung on that ladder of consciousness, of growth. And so much of what we've been sharing, you know, Daniel and Gail and I with you, is how valuable you are, how important it is to connect. And, you know, I didn't ever think about self-doubt being such a large impediment for all of us. And yet, once you start getting past that, once you start climbing higher, it's like you get that momentum. You start getting to a place where you no longer care, you know, about your doubts in your head. You've learned to jump past them, to go over them. And so that's why we keep saying it again and again, do the statements again and again, to get past that self-doubt. And so I would like you to start listening to what you say and how you describe yourself. Because just the other day, and this has happened a number of times during this class, when people have questions, they apologize for their questions because they don't feel their questions are worthy, because that's self-doubt. They don't feel that they're worthy. I want you to switch it, flip it, realize how important you are. And don't apologize for who you are or what you do. Just do it. If it's a wrong action, you'll get feedback, and then that's how you grow. You get past it. I've been at workshops where people talk about returning to a town that's like a black hole in consciousness. And I said, look what you're doing to yourself. If you're there for a reason, to help, to change. But don't put yourself in a black hole and put your worth at that level of being. You're above that. We're here to shift this world. And, you know, people worry about working with things, but when you work with the Heart Companion and the iConnect, well, that's it. They worry about doing them incorrectly. And it, that's what we keep saying. You've been conditioned to fear mistakes. Play with it. Take chances. You can't do the Heart Companion and the iConnect wrong. If you have the flip side on the Heart Companion, you'll eventually find out that you're feeling buzzed out. Maybe Daniel would have got another couple days, but he would have to me.
Remember that when you first put that on me and I was like going nuts?
I know. Maybe I shouldn't have told you to see how long it would have lasted.
No, I was very uncomfortable.
I know. But, you know, but for the most part, you can't really mess it up. But again, we've been conditioned to fear mistakes. Gail shared a few days ago about Bucky Fuller when someone called him a genius, and he kind of sidestepped that type of compliment by saying he simply made more mistakes than other people. See, we don't have to fear anything in this life. We can go at all of it, just full bore, open. And, you know, that's the nature of recognizing spirit as source. And that source is within us. And that source and the essence of everything is where my goodness comes from, where my joy comes from. We have to discover it, and we discover it by taking chances, by doing things differently than we've done before. You know, watch for this. Your Heart Companion, that's what's so nice. It does help us distinguish more clearly what's going on in our lives. And we are truly evolving out of the lowest modes of density, the lowest levels of separation from source, where we're the most separated, the most dense. And actually, I think within our heads, like talking about, they have, you know, gone through the brain and looked at a lot of parts of it and located in a little part of the brain called the amygdala. I can't say it. Malignana. Anyway, it's where, it's called the lizard brain. It's where fear is generated. It's the fear of making mistakes, for one. And that's a big reason why we procrastinate and put things off. So I was thinking it would be fun to do something with the Heart Companion. I've had feedback from people over the years that they often start cleaning things up, throwing things away, shifting things around when they got the iConnect and the Heart Companion. It's like something started cleaning up inside and they wanted to express it outside by rearranging and cleaning up things. And so this is kind of what I'm going to share with you, is something I'd like you to consider doing. And that is, take five things that you've been meaning to do. Make a list. Make a list of these five things that you've been procrastinating on. And then go through that list of five things. Pick one of them to do. Decide which one isn't really worth doing. It's been on your list for so long, you're never going to really, it doesn't really matter that much or make that much difference to you. So cross it off like it's done. Throw it out. Be done with it. And then take another one and schedule it. Maybe next month, maybe next year, but when the weather's warmer, I'll do this one. And then do it. Then take a fourth one and delegate that. You know, maybe pay someone to help you or ask someone, like someone on this class earlier shared about how they were helping someone do something at their home, that person helped them. You know, find something that you can share with someone that you can say, okay, I need help doing this. Would you help me? And then I'll help you. And that could be a way of doing it too, or delegate it. And then reassign one, you know, give it a value that's higher and mix it in with something else that you want to do, or degrade it into a small task, something that isn't quite so daunting, and just do that piece of it. And then, you know, put a big check on that one. And it'll be amazing. You know, after you do all of this, it amazed me when I learned this from someone, you know, that was sharing ways of cleaning up your life. And I never realized how much weight, how much time, how much energy was taken up by things I procrastinate. Because I keep them alive in my head. I go over them every day a little bit. Oh, I'm going to have to do that. The next time I you know, go past this broken thing, I'm going to have to take care of it. Well, it was so much relief when I started, you know, just did a small list and started to take care of it. It's like the energy started coming back. Time started coming into my life. It was one of those things that fear part of my brain that keeps me from fully opening up to source. And I used excuses like procrastination. And, you know, there are other things that come from that lizard part of our brain that's the lowest part of our consciousness. It's a part of our consciousness that is running much of this world and much of this country right now. It's the part that isn't considerate of others. It's the part that doesn't know how to work with the heart and open up. So recognize when you're coming from that part of your being, that part that is dealing with fear and anger and negativity, and see how the Heart Companion and the iConnect take you out of that space. You start feeling good. You don't have to let fear drive you or force you into anything. It's just part of your brain that is a lizard part of your brain that is so old and ancient that it was working to keep you alive when a saber-toothed tiger came over the hill, but it doesn't serve you anymore. You don't have those kinds of issues in your life anymore. Even though when your boss yells at you and you think you're going to lose your job and you think that then your partner is going to leave you because you don't have any money and your kids are going to disown you and you're going to go bankrupt and you're going to die of starvation, and that little part of our brain says that in 1 second when the boss looks at you funny or you get something out of the ordinary come at you. It does all of that without any help from a more conscious part of our being. It just goes into automatic. And it is overly critical of who we are. It invents anxieties and things to worry about. It obsesses over details. I can't do it until I get it all together, until I understand it. You've got to just jump. You've got to take a chance. You know, it's the part of our brain that's making excuses all the time. But it's finite. It's limited. It's just a little hunk of our brain that we've been too dependent on for so much of our life. And this world tries to keep us stuck in that part of our brain by giving us all these things to worry about, all these tensions that come in. That's what we're breaking free of right now. That's what we're going beyond. When Daniel talks about transformation and
transmutation.
That's where we wanted to go. You know, that's the part that keeps us from really moving into the higher part. And now you have a tool that's going to bring it into your face. You set the conditions. Every time you're off, you're going to recognize this fear isn't valid. This excuse isn't valid. You know, this thing that I'm being critical of, it's not worth my time. Go into the love, go into your heart, and know that you're being totally moved to a higher level of consciousness and being. So thank you.
All right. Beautifully said. You know, the only thing that I was thinking about is you know, about there is nothing for us to fear. But if you're going to fear something, and I know that we're human, and if you're going to fear something, maybe you should fear dying while you're living. Because there's a whole lot of people that are dying while they're living. They're not living at all. And it's that living in quiet desperation. And it's what this whole class is about. That's what Gregory and Gail's products are about. They're about living. You know, stepping into now and living in the now. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to hit *2 or leave us a message on the web there. We'd be more than happy to answer it. Again, remember what Gregory said. There are no right or wrong answers. There's just our questions. There's just the questions that you have. And we welcome them all. And if you have any experiences, we want to know about them. We want to know any experiences you've had with the homework you've had, any experiences you've had with the iConnect or the Heart Companion, any things you're noticing. Remember what we said at the beginning is that noticing the subtleties are the things that we want you to be paying attention to. We're always looking for the big things, but it's the little bitty things that make a big difference. And this is from Placerville, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I say that right?
No, it's Placerville.
Placerville. You know, that's my Texas in me. Isn't that Placerville?
We get that a lot.
Anyway, sorry about that. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
I have a question for Gregory. I was at the retreat in Breckenridge, and we were using your forms. And one of the breakout sessions we had was we put a piece of consciousness into the form. For instance, my group, the consciousness was impoverishment consciousness on the planet. And then it dissolved that consciousness because that's imperfect and the form is perfect. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I just wanted to see if you could expand on that a little bit and how that could be worked with on an everyday basis.
Okay. It's, in essence, you are the form. You are literally, in each one of us, when we say we're created in the image of, you know, God, Source, it says that in the Bible, God. So it's like what we're created in is that perfection. We are potential divinity walking around in a body. And so, but we don't recognize it. We don't know how to touch upon that. And that's what, you know, this class is about. That's what the forms are about. And we can use those forms as nexus points. That is, energy flows through them. It's perfect energy. And that's what's happening with the Heart Companion and the iConnect. It's energy that's flowing through. And that's why I said you are becoming this form that can transmute this world. Because as that energy flows through us, it makes it like unto itself, which is raising our vibration, which is bringing us into a state of consciousness and being where that of low vibration, that in this case, you know, you were, you know, Master DK asked people to take certain aberrations, dark spots within the world, and put them into the form. And what happened is because of the energy flowing through these forms, because of that perfection, you see, it's almost like everything that isn't working is just absence of Source. And it's kind of like, is darkness a real presence, or is it an absence of light. And which one really has the power? You can't take darkness and make it do the same. You know, it's like you turn on a light and then the darkness dissipates. It doesn't work the other way around. You don't turn on darkness. You again work with the light. So it's like bringing the purity of the energy of these forms, bringing that through your body, raising your consciousness, constantly supporting that process is starting to shift your life and the field around you, which can be larger than you ever imagined. And so that's where I think we're going with all of this, to have, you know, more and more people on this planet working with a higher level of consciousness, and then in that field the dark aberrations can exist. And this is what's happening today.
It's Jackie, right?
Right.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
A couple other thoughts I want to share with you. So much of what many people focus on is how to protect themselves. You know, we'll get that a lot. Will this protect me? Well, you know, that's that old mode. That's the old reptilian part of the brain that wants to find the way to be safe. And what we're elevating our awareness into is the connection that is the light. That's the transmutation that we're going through. So when you put something into these forms, or you're working with your heart companion or your eye connect, you're not protecting, you're aligning. And in that alignment, in that perfect flow and connection, everything's perfect. There's nothing else that exists outside of that. And so this is a discipline to help us remember who we really are. You know, in modern medicine, what they do is they give people drugs, you know, so that they can dampen that part of their brain that's shooting off some kind of awareness or memory or chemicals or whatever it is, and try to get them so that they're not acting depressed or whatever. And what we're doing instead with these geometries is helping you come back to the center of who you really are. And in that flow, it's all perfect. And you know the way like a hologram works. If you take a hologram and you just cut off a tiny tip of it, it has the memory pattern, it has the essence of what the whole is. So you put that into these, with these forms, and you start impacting everything. So it's just like with the exercise that Daniel talked about earlier. By doing something like putting some currency, some dollar bill into a card that somebody else is going to pick up and open up and have a total surprise, it is impacting so much that will come back to you and to whoever else. I mean, who's to say how that other person's going to respond and how they're going to touch other people's lives? It's pretty amazing.
Just one last thing. This is the Kali Yuga. We are all existing in a time where there is light and dark mixed, just like at the twilight of a day. And it's our opportunity as beings that are becoming more conscious to support the rising consciousness on this planet of all beings. And this is our opportunity. That's why we've come at a time when there is this challenge. There is this mixture of light and dark. And we can be part of that shifting change. That's what Master K was trying to share with everyone there. You know, on focusing on world problems with consciousness, with light. And we're going to be doing that as human beings more and more, because more and more human beings are becoming conscious. And Twilight of the Kali Yuga, this is going to be going on for hundreds of years. We're going to be helping this transition on the planet. But yugas themselves, full yugas last 26,000 and more years. So we are at the end of a cycle, and it is very, very close. And so things are quickening for all of us. And it's important for those that are recognizing this opportunity of being of service to bring in more consciousness and love to the planet, that they really choose paths that are going to fully allow them to express that highest part of themselves in everything that they do, and that consciousness will find its way into more hearts and more hearts every passing day and moment. So thank you.
All right. Good stuff. I love that. Thank you, Jackie. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, good morning. I've had my hand up pressing star 2 since the middle of last night.
You cracked me up.
Well, I cracked myself up because that's how excited I am about what I want to share with you. You know, I appreciated. Somebody's on my porch. I think the mailman, the puppy's barking. I so appreciated what Greg had to say earlier, Gregory, when you were talking about the amygdala and the limbic system, although I think you called it the lucid brain. I work with that every day in my sessions. It's very, very, very important.
I called it the lizard brain.
No, earlier than that. Earlier than that, when you were talking about the amygdala.
Okay.
So, you know, you say we have to step out and you know, for me to be the best I am. Well, I don't have a problem with that either. In fact, people will say to my face, you're very arrogant, until they work with me. I hold myself as one of the best healers of our time. But earlier this year, I sustained some injuries to my body where it was medically diagnosed as a fracture of the right hip, a torn right rotator cuff, and two herniated disc in my lower back. And I have not been able to heal that. I can take away the pain, and you can only imagine, if you're familiar with those kind of injuries, quite painful. I can take away the pain for a while, and I'm slowly healing it, but I can't make it pop where it's gone. And last night I was laying in bed, it was late yesterday afternoon, I was laying in bed, and it was just excruciating, getting very emotional. And I had my heart companion on with the earth side facing me because it's kind of interesting to me to be grounded, and I'm working on that proprioception thing. And the pain was so bad, and I was like, God, I got to get out of my body. I can't take this pain. And the heart companion spoke to me. It said, turn me over. And I did. So I turned it the star side facing my heart. And I'd say in under a minute, because I had a clock right beside me, most of my pain was gone. And I got up and I was walking around, and normally I have to walk, besides being with a stupid walker, I have to walk pretty slow because of the pain. You know, those bones are kind of spreading and it really hurts. And I was walking normal speed. And in 10 minutes, because I timed it, all pain was gone. So I think that's pretty outstanding. And I started pushing star 2. And that happens. Like, I want to share.
Good stuff. I love that.
Oh, my God. This is really big, Gregory and Gail and Daniel. It's really big.
Yeah.
And there is something here to pay attention to.
Yes.
Pain is, in most cases, where we've blocked that flow of energy in our body. And I have experienced in the past, when I was going through something in my lower back, where the direction of the energy flowing through my body, depending on what's going on, it's important to flip over the heart companion so the energy starts flowing up. because it was being impacted flowing down. And by reversing the direction through your body, it cleared that impaction and cleared that blockage, and the energy started flowing the other way. So especially in places within the spine and the lower back and through the sciatica and nerves, by flipping the direction of energy flow, and then just trust your guidance. You know, what you said was it spoke to you. Good. I mean, this is what we need to develop more and more, that knowing and that experimentation. I'm glad you didn't go with the thought that, oh, Gregory said it should always be this way to be grounded, and you experimented and you took a chance. And it totally shifted the energy in your body that you needed at that time. So continue listening to that. Thank you.
Oh, you can trust me to continue listening. I always do. But, you know, these bone breakages, that's pretty severe on the physical plane. But I know that they come from a deeper place on the ethereal. And I had not been able to clear that emotional blockage that to me caused the physical break here, you know, the bones. And in turning it over, I realized that it caused me to change my frequency to go into that ascension place. But it happened so fast.
Good.
It happened
good
so
stuff.
Fast.
It does. It really does. And we can be part of a very, very fast shift in our lives every day.
You know, healing is really something that doesn't take time. We have a very interesting concept about time, and these tools take you to an understanding of time that goes way beyond, because they don't work in the dimension of time and space. They work at a higher dimensional level. So it's us catching up to that, opening up to that, allowing ourselves to work multidimensionally. So I want to put that out to everyone as you're doing, you know, your day, as you're integrating the information and what you're getting from these calls. Go beyond time and space. Take these, the energy and the information and the insights from this class and these calls, and work on multiple dimensions, because that's the way we're all made up, and that's where so much of your progress will be in hyperspeed when you do that.
All right. Good stuff. Boy, thank you for asking that, and thank you for hitting star two, Elaine. Anybody else before we go? Let me check the web here very quickly. It looks like everyone's good there. We do have a question from Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is for Gregory. My name is Rhea. Gregory, you mentioned yesterday that Dwaku had said that there is a unity within the hierarchy now. And I was just wondering, I believe that we all have a guardian angel and teachers and guides. And on this call, you mentioned that you called on DK when you opened the book. So I'm just a little confused about that.
Okay. It's like, as we're expanding into unity as human beings, that we still acknowledge the parts. We still acknowledge the flavors. So in essence, I called on DK. I could call on the whole soup, you know, call on unity, call on higher self, call on me to be present in what does me want to share with me. It's, you know, the languaging as we try to share our thoughts, it gets us caught into, you know, all the parts and the separation, because that's what we've grown up in. But in our hearts, we know that it's becoming the oneness. and it already is, but it's like my consciousness on the physical level is becoming aware. You know, so many of these statements don't say that, you know, this is changing or that's changing. It's my awareness of it is changing. My awareness is growing. My awareness is becoming more of what is leading me. And so, does that explain it a little better?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
You know, I was going to say that I often look at this in a way of, you know, we're all opening to that consciousness, to divine spirit, and it's coming through all of us. And years ago when I was doing channeling, the way that I kind of saw it was that there was sort of a, let's see, like kind of like the mouthpiece, I guess I'll say, the head honcho, whatever you want to call it. And there was a group. That energy was able to relay the messages to me that would be valuable in the moment. And sometimes those frequencies, you know, Gregory has kind of associated a connection now with Dwal Kul. And so it's kind of a way that he understands the language better that way, you know, because actually it doesn't come in language, it comes in vibration. And then we get to interpret that vibration into words. So sometimes when we're familiar with a particular being, it helps us interpret that energy that we can make use of in a better way.
All right. Well, we have time for one more question, and we have somebody on the web, and this is a question for you too. This is Janet. If I have an iConnect and a WeConnect and get a heart companion, that's hard to say, do I have to activate the heart companion also, or will it sync up to the other tools? Good question, Janet.
Yes.
Say it really fast. It's hard.
No, I let you do that. So, you know, it's like it will sync up with the others. And it's not like you have to do anything. Just using these, working with your intent, and you know, welcoming a new energetic tool into your family is, in a sense, activating it. You know, you discover new things about what these tools can do every day, and that discovery is an activation, because then it's going to happen more easily and more easily again in the next moments of your life. You know, again, we're going back to what we say, activate. We really want you to heartfully connect with these tools, to make them yours, to realize, like some of you experience, they talk to you. It's you talking to you. You're activating channels. You're activating parts of yourself with these tools, and they are aligning with these tools. It's like it's the energy. These are physical things that are carrying so much energy that when you start to align with that energy, and how do you align with it? You can align by activating it again and again and again. You might discover new things each time, just the way going over these statements, you discover new things when you go over the statements. You can just be present with it. You can just use it, and you discover the use brings forth more within you, more within it. It's a growth process. So, you know, do whatever feels right. You know, introduce it to your other friends that you know, the iConnect and the WeConnect. And all four of you will have a wonderful time together.
All right. Good stuff. All right, folks, we're out of time for today. It's been a wonderful class, as always, just full of great information and wonderful shares. And I do want to thank everybody for their questions and for their sharing their experiences with us, because helps the others that may not be so easily open to sharing to know that they're also on the right path. So have a beautiful, blessed day today. Remember to do your card exercise today. Be part of the solution. Be part of the energy of love. Be part of that energy of giving. And then when you do, step back and open yourself to receive and watch what happens. And from us to you, we love you. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Namaste.
We love you. Namaste.
Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.